Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about a topic that is absolutely critical for any modern business, data quality management.
I'm excited to discuss this, so let's start at the top. What exactly do we mean by data quality management? It sounds important, but a little abstract.
It's all about the active management of data to make sure it's actually useful for its intended business purpose. Think about it. Poor data leads to poor decisions. It's that simple.
Right. Garbage in, garbage out. So how do you, measure something like data quality? What does good data even look like?
That's the key question. It boils down to several key metrics: accuracy, completeness, validity, uniqueness, timeliness, and consistency. Each one is a different facet of quality.
Okay, that's a lot to unpack. Could you walk me through them? Maybe with an example?
Absolutely. Let's imagine a business wants to run a big text and email marketing campaign. They have a spreadsheet of potential customers. So, first up is accuracy. This just means the phone numbers and email addresses are actually correct. No typos, no errors in recording.
Got it. So no emails bouncing back because of a simple typo. What's next?
Completeness. This means every customer record has both a phone number and an email. No gaps. You can't run your campaign if half the data is missing.
Okay, that makes sense. You need the whole picture. What about validity?
Validity ensures the data is in the right format. For example, does every email address have an at symbol? Do the phone numbers start with a country code so the automated system can actually process them? It has to be usable by the technology.
Ah, so the data might be accurate, but if it's not valid, the machines can't read it. I see. And uniqueness.
Exactly. Uniqueness means no repeated phone numbers or emails. You don't want to waste money and annoy a potential customer by sending them the same message 5 times because their info is duplicated in your list.
That would be a huge waste of resources. So what's timeliness?
Timeliness is crucial. It means having the data when the customer is actually ready to buy. A list of people who were looking for a new car a year ago is pretty much useless today. They've already made their purchase.
So the data has an expiration date, in a way. What's the last one? Consistency?
Consistency is about how data moves between systems. For example, you want to make sure that when your email list is moved to your email automation software, the software doesn't add a random quotation mark to every address, making them all undeliverable. The data needs to stay the same everywhere.
Wow, when you break it down like that, you can see how easily things could go wrong. And I have to assume the cost of this going wrong is significant.
Significant is an understatement. The value of high-quality data is immense, especially for big, costly decisions. Entrepreneur Magazine estimates that poor quality data costs businesses between $9.7 and $14.2 million per year on average.
What? That's an astronomical figure. How does it even add up to that much?
Well, think about it. You have wasted marketing spend. You're making incorrect investment decisions. You can't understand your customer behavior, and you fail to turn prospects into sales. But there's also an intangible cost.
An intangible cost? What do you mean?
Reduced trust. If your team is constantly making bad decisions based on bad data, people stop trusting the data. It completely hampers any effort to build a data-driven culture in the company. People just go back to using their gut feelings.
That's a really powerful point. It undermines the entire foundation of modern business analytics. So, what are the root causes? Why is so much data of such poor quality?
There are 4 main culprits. First, multiple data entry points. When data comes in from all over the place, the website, a sales rep's phone, a trade show, the chance of duplication goes way, way up.
And we already know duplicate data is a big problem. What's the second cause?
Number 2 is siloed information. This is a classic organizational problem. The marketing department and the sales department operate in their own little worlds. They don't communicate, and they might even have different definitions for what a customer is. It makes reconciling the data a nightmare.
Oh, I can definitely see that happening. A result of mergers and acquisitions too, I bet. What's number 3?
A lack of appropriate data governance. Let's be real. Human errors are inevitable. people are going to make typos. The only way to combat that is with a strong governance process, checks, balances, approval workflows, to catch and correct those errors early on.
But is it really possible to prevent all human error? It seems like having an effective data governance process is the only realistic way to manage it, not eliminate it.
You're right. You can't eliminate it, but you can manage it and minimize its impact. That's the whole point of governance. And that ties into the fourth cause, which is simply misjudgment. Organizations often have no idea how much bad data they actually have, so they don't realize how badly it's affecting their decisions.
So they're flying blind, making bad decisions based on bad data, and they don't even know it. That's terrifying. Okay, so we know the problem. We know the causes. How do we fix it? How can we improve data quality?
It's not trivial, but it's doable. The approach is twofold: using technology and improving organizational processes. On the tech side, there's a whole market of data quality management tools. Gartner even has a magic quadrant for them.
And what do these tools do exactly?
They work by automatically profiling your data, setting up workflows to handle exceptions, and providing methods to clean, harmonize, and deduplicate data from different sources. The goal is to create a single cleansed master data list.
So the tools help clean up the existing mess. What about preventing the mess from happening in the first place?
That's where the organizational process changes come in. First, you focus on prevention. This means things like having a single source of data entry, strong quality assurance, and those governance processes we talked about to stop bad data from ever entering your system.
Okay, prevention is key. What else?
Second, continuous improvement. Data quality isn't a one-and-done project. You have to establish policies, controls, and metrics to constantly monitor and improve the quality over time. And finally, there's organizational alignment.
Alignment? You mean getting those silos to talk to each other?
Precisely. Aligning the different processes and systems that use data across the company improves quality substantially. It ensures consistency and maintains data integrity as information moves from, say, the sales system to the marketing system. It all has to work together.
It sounds like a massive undertaking, but absolutely essential. The alternative is just losing millions of dollars and making terrible decisions.
You've got it. In the end, data quality management is critical for any organization that wants to use its data for crucial decisions. Whether that's directing marketing budgets, making investments, or understanding employee turnover. It's about preventing bad data, having strong governance, and aligning your systems. It's the bedrock of a successful, data-driven company. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Goodbye.